Hey there, sex fans, welcome back. Today is Wednesday, January 20th, 2010, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge.
Okay, are you sure? 'Cause I mean, how do you know?
Well, I know because I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. We're back with my guest, Shai Rotem, and part two of our conversation about surrogate partner therapy, or as it's otherwise known as sex surrogacy. And this, my pretties, is the brand spanking new Sex Wisdom podcast series, where we chat with renowned researchers, educators, clinicians, pundits, and philosophers who are making news and reshaping how we look at our sexual selves.
Yeah, you got that right.
I sure do. Listen, did you happen to miss the inaugural program in this series? Not to worry. Part one of my conversation with Shai is archived on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. All you have to do is search for podcast number 179, and presto! Be sure to use the pound sign when you do the search, however. Shai invites you to learn more about sexual surrogate partner therapy by visiting the International Professional Surrogates Association website at surrogatetherapy.org.
Sir, you have no call to get snippy with me. I'm just doing my job here.
You think that's snippy, ma'am. You just wait. This week's podcast is once again brought to you by the good folks at EdenFantasies.com, the one-stop shop to place for the very best in adult products. You'll find a full line of top-quality toys, fetish kits, sexy lingerie, etc., at Eden Fantasies. But that's not what makes our sponsor so damn special. What makes them so extraordinary is their social conscience, and that, my friends, makes all the difference in the world to a sex-positive guy like me. The Eden Fantasies site is chock-full of tips for the conscientious consumer, practical user guides, toy reviews, and their wonderful community blog, EdenCafe.com. And you simply must check out Eden Cafe, sex fans. It's so fun and sexy, irreverent and cheeky, but it's also exceptionally informative. Look for the Eden Fantasies banner right there in the sidebar of DrDickSexAdvice.com, and you can link through to Eden Cafe from there. Okay, on with the show. Shai, welcome back, and thank you again for spending more time with us. I'm still reeling from the wonderful conversation we had last week, and I'd like to pick up exactly where we left off last week. And we were talking about the kind of work that you do with particular situations with your clients. What I'd like to talk about now is how do you or does one become a sex surrogate?
Okay, so the International Professional Surrogate Association, IPSA, has a training.
I see.
Coming. And so the training, there are two formats of training. One is 11 weeks, one full day every week for 11 or 12 weeks. And then the trainees has to go through supervision.
I see. Good.
Yeah. And the other format is...
Let me just interrupt for just a second. The supervision, is that being supervised by another surrogate or by a sex therapist or psychotherapist?
Yeah, the best is to do both.
I see. Got it. Good, good, good. Yes.
Yeah, that means the trainee will take an easy case and work with advanced sex therapist for this case, mm-hmm. and then they will talk with their supervisor, their surrogate supervisor, every week, and share their feelings, emotions, and go through the process with someone who is has a lot of experience in this work.
Interesting. Good.
Yeah.
So that's the first part. The first part is 11 weeks. Yes.
That's That's one format, and then the other format is intensive training, which is 11 day in a row.
I see. Got it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then again, they have to go through a supervision and have a successful case, at least one or two successful cases,
right,
that then they can just be certified.
Right. Got it.
Huh?
Got it.
Yeah.
Last week, you mentioned, I believe, that you've been doing this work since 1997. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. I was born and raised in Israel.
Ah.
And at some point, you know, there were 2 years that I had 6 relationships with women before I became a surrogate partner.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 out of my dates or girlfriends to come, they were sexually raped or sexually abused.
Wow.
And that was a milestone for me, because I was questioning myself and asking, why me? Why it happened to me? What is it about me that I'm attracting those women? And then a few weeks later, I found this center, the Sex Therapy and Surrogate Center in Tel Aviv. So I went through their diagnostic process, and they accepted me for the training.
Wow.
I took the training, and I started working in Israel with women, because I'm a heterosexual man.
Mm-hmm.
I was working only with women as a surrogate partner.
Mm-hmm.
And back in 2006, I moved here to Los Angeles, and now I keep my private practice here.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I assume you like your work.
Yeah, I love it. You know, it's
very fulfilling, isn't it? Wonderful. Yeah. I mean, when you can actually see change, and you know that you've been a part of that change, when people begin to blossom and open up, and you know, let go of all the things that you know they have been encumbered with, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. That's one of the reasons why I like doing therapy myself too.
Yeah, exactly, and you know that it makes me so happy when I work with women in any age. You know, I had clients in all ages, and they never had a relationship, and then few weeks or months after the therapy ends, I got a postcard, and they're telling me story that was back then, and now emails and text messages, and you know, and they're sharing. You know, I have my first boyfriend, and then I got married with my boyfriend, and then a few years later I have a baby, and that makes me very happy, you know, because they couldn't get into the dating area before the therapy, and now they're just having life.
Yes, it is. It's very fulfilling. It's very fulfilling work.
Yeah.
So I think you've identified this again last week, but I think you should mention it a little bit more deeply now. How do you find your clients, or how do your clients find you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So most referrals I get from sex therapists.
Right.
When they have a client who needs a surrogate partner, they just call me and tell me just some details about their client, and I join them. They might call me twice, once to just see if I'm available to work with them, and then the second call would be when the client is ready. So we just schedule an appointment, a three-way meeting with the client, and that's with a new sex therapist that I've never worked before, but I have a pool of sex therapists that we have already worked together.
Right, exactly.
Whenever they have a client, they just call me and they said, so Shai, we're going to work again, right? And that's how we do.
Right.
And there are some other clients that are contacting me personally, and I help them to find a sex therapist.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it works both ways.
It works both ways.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I always, as a certified surrogate partner, I always work in conjunction with sex therapists.
Right. And you've identified that you only work with women. Would you or have you ever considered working with a couple? Like, I have had experience where I've been working as a sex therapist, working with a couple, and, I mean, they don't have the faintest notion about even the fundamentals of human sexuality. Sometimes you wonder where these people grow up and or how they grow up that they've missed, you know, so much of, you know, the fundamentals about, you know, being sex partners. And I have always wondered, you know, are there sex surrogates available to work with couple people?
So as I mentioned last week, surrogate partner was created in order to work with single client.
Mm-hmm.
And couples not necessarily need a surrogate partner. Mm-hmm. Some of them do need, in terms of something more experiential, not just...
Yes, that's what I'm referring to, because, I mean, I can do a world of good, I think, in terms of verbal therapy and giving them homework and, you know, even videos to watch and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, hands-on is really kind of an important thing, and I think you would agree with that. And
yeah.
So, you know, even though somebody, you know, is in a coupled relationship, doesn't necessarily mean that they have the capacity, you know, to, you know, resolve some of this kind of stuff. They might be very, very shy people, you know, that got married because, or they're dating one another, or they're seeing one another because they're shy, and they just don't know how to begin, you know. So
I agree with that, and there's nothing like experiential work or hands-on work, and it's very helpful, because sometimes, you know, you need someone to take your hand and just do it.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. But
and you can think of a million reasons why not to.
Yeah. But so. that's not a surrogate work.
Ah.
I will add this little comment. That's okay. Not a surrogate per se.
Okay.
Surrogate partner work. That would be more of a different version of couple therapy or tantric.
Yes.
Work. But that's not the surrogate partner per se work.
Okay. Good.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you, what is the media's perception of surrogacy? It's probably a really mixed bag, right?
Yes, it is, and it depends who they are interviewing. If they're interviewing someone who is against this work, that would be the article about it, and, you know, and most of the media. People are interested, and, you know, as soon as they interviewing me or one of my colleagues or certified surrogate, they understand that, and they can distinguish between prostitution and certified surrogate work.
But, uh-huh. You know, sometimes it's sensationalized, too. You know, I mean, somebody, you know, who, you know, gets you involved in an interview and looks like they're going to be, you know, respectful, and it turns out that they're not. I mean, I've seen that, you know, in terms of sex therapy, where people, you know, have invited me on their show, you know, a radio show or a television show, and, you know, they look like they're going to be very respectful, and then they turn on you and just, you know, to make it look so salacious and, you know, mm-hmm. far-fetched. So I guess one has to be, you know, really careful about, you know, involving themselves with the media.
Yeah, that's, you know, it never happened to me. I was lucky, or I was filtering. You know, I filter the media that I go to.
Yes.
I want to make sure they really, really interested about the clinical work and not just the tabloid.
Yes. That's so true. Good. So, what are some of the common myths associated with surrogate work? We've identified the major one, I think, that, you know, some people confuse it with prostitution. Anything else that you can think of?
I think we talked last week about the other myth that surrogates always have sex with their clients.
Right.
And that's true.
Yeah.
Many of my clients just need to learn social skills.
Ah, interesting. Or, yes.
Yeah, to relearn them.
Yes.
So some clients, you know, they're not virgins. They had a relationship in the past, and it was traumatic for them, and
yes.
They've been isolated for a few years, and they want to go back to dating, and they're scared. They
yes.
just to date and go to dinner with
yeah.
the, with men. So they want to warm up. They want to practice with
That's
me
right.
for have a few sessions and just practice with me, just to sit and dine together, go to a movie, go for a walk on the beach or the park.
Right.
And then when they feel ready, they can go ahead and start dating again.
Right, 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 right. Yeah. I would suspect that would be a particularly important skill to have or to work on for somebody who had recently had a partner die, and you know they were in a long-term relationship, and you know their dating skills were somewhat out of date, and or not even knowing what to say to a someone of the other sex, you know, after you know being with one partner for you know 25 or 30 years. So yeah, I'll bet that's very important.
Yeah, yeah, and there's another group of people I work with, and those people with the disabilities or with physical problems.
Right.
Yeah, I was working with the women with the cerebral palsy.
Cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cerebral palsy, and. Also worked with a very, very nice young woman who lost one of her hands in an accident.
No kidding.
And she had a major body issues around it, and she didn't feel safe.
Yes.
So that was a very successful case because she was so pretty and smart. And my job was to only reflect that for her.
Yeah.
To build her self-confidence, and As soon as she got it, she could go back and date with men.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
So we touched on this next question again last week, but I'd like to go into more depth if possible. Are there legal issues involved in sex surrogate work? I mean, is sex surrogacy understood and you know legally protected in like all the states? Would you know that?
I never had a problem with it. I don't think I would in the future.
Yeah.
And all I've heard about story maybe 16 years ago. I think it was here in California where there was a lawsuit and they went to the court, and then the judge said there is no case in here.
Oh, good. Interesting.
Work is legal. No mistake has been made here, and that was the only one. Occasion.
Wow.
Besides that, the clinical professional surrogate work is that's why we actually have the code of ethics in the IPSA website.
Yes.
As I mentioned last week, the surrogatetherapy.org. You can go online and see the code of ethics, and as long as someone is following this code and working according to the code as a certified surrogate, they would never experience any problem.
Right.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that you've said over and over again is that you have a very close relationship with the referring therapist that you are working with, or that you refer your client to the verbal therapist, the sex therapist, or the psychotherapist. I want to just ask a tangential question to that a bit, and that is, are you welcomed by the broader therapeutic community as a legitimate helping professional, or do some people in the therapy community look down on the work that you do and call it into question?
I never had this experience in my life. Never. And moreover, I give lectures. You know, I've been invited to give lectures about surrogacy work in UCLA and in three or four other universities.
Wonderful.
And colleges around Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And they were all fascinated by the work and just say, wow, this is, you know, I wish I had a client to work with you. Yeah. And in the future, when I have a client, that it's clear for me that I'm gonna use your services.
Wonderful.
So they can see how their clients can benefit from this work. And I can, you know, at this point, I can add something, another piece of information about surrogacy work. So surrogate work is a clinical therapeutic work, and from my experience, I extend it into a diagnostic tool. That means that many people are, you know, all the 100% of the people wanting to be in relationship and want to have boyfriend or girlfriend or get married at some point, but some of them are failing to create relationship and they don't know why.
That's right.
And
working, and they keep doing the same mistake over and over again too.
Exactly.
Right?
They don't
yes.
know. And
yes.
So in surrogate work, when working with a professional surrogate partner, there is another benefit, which is the surrogate will help the client to identify their patterns and
right.
how they sabotage the relationship and their how they use their defensive mechanisms in such way where they ruin the relationship, disintegrate the relationship. And this is my job, and that's one of the reasons why they paid me for, because
yes.
it's a kind of professional partner.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Is not getting offended by anything the client does, rather than just giving them the input and the reflection and the information about their behaviors, their patterns, attitudes, and help them to find a better way to deal with situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Would you recommend this work to other people?
Being a surrogate partner?
Yes.
Yeah. I would recommend that. And anyone who wants to help people who have an open sexuality and feel, you know, actually most of my students, because I've been a mentor and supervisor and now I'm a trainer for IPSA.
Oh, wow, and good for you.
I realized that most of the students or applicants for surrogacy, those people are already been helping their partner.
Right.
They're already had partners with issues, problems, emotional problems or sexual issues, and they've been helping them, and it's like they love doing it, and it's more than one partner. So they had several partners with problems, and they help them, and
right.
and they it gives them the meaning of life.
Right.
So I invite all those people to come over and contact IPSA and take the training. And
yes. It's a curious kind of thing because, you know, it takes a unique set of skills, it seems to me, because I've done surrogate work myself in relationship with other verbal therapists that I've acted as the surrogate in terms of a client. And I've also worked with surrogates who were doing the hands-on work, and I'm the verbal therapist. But one of the things that I've noticed is that there are a lot of people who are called to be able to do verbal therapy. You know, that they have the compassion, they have the simpatico, they have the skill, they have the training to be a verbal therapist, but they simply would not be comfortable or able or even willing to be able to do hands-on therapy. So it takes a specific kind of person. Would you not agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would say that the major tool of being a surrogate partner or a successful surrogate partner is the personality.
Yes.
And you know, and being a sex therapist doesn't involve the body and emotions as surrogate partner.
Right.
So
true.
Yeah.
It's so true. So my hat is off to you, sir, because I know how difficult this work is, but I know also that it is very rewarding, and I know that, you know, not everyone can do this. Even people who aspire to it don't necessarily are unable to do it because they just they aren't psychologically prepared to do it. So what does the future hold for you and your work? You will continue to train and supervise, I'm assuming, yes?
Yeah, I, you know, as long as I live here on this planet, I will do this.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, because I like helping people in their challenges and support them.
Wonderful.
And I will keep being a trainer and supervisor for the International Professional Surrogates Association, and working in conjunction with the sex therapist.
Right. So one final question before we conclude. Do you have any suggestions in terms of, you know, reading that we and your audience might look into, or other media, maybe videos or anything like that, that for us to consider?
Yeah. There's actually a book of David Brown.
He's David Brown, okay.
Sex therapist. David Brown, and the book name is The Sexual Surrogate Partner.
Ah.
So if you're interested, there's more information in this book.
Good, good, good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, it's been a true pleasure and an honor to speak with you, sir. And I'm so delighted that we could make this time to be together, because I've been wanting to talk to a surrogate for, you know, I mean, like a year and a half. And my outreach has turned up nothing until last week and this. Thank you so much for your time. Before we conclude, would you again give us the IPSA website and walk us around a bit?
Yes, sure. So I wanna add a little piece of information.
Okay, good, good, good.
The intensive therapy, because, you know, there are very few certified surrogate partners around the United States.
I'll say.
So the intensive therapy is a two-week therapy where the client can travel into the surrogate partner location, or vice versa, or the surrogate partner can travel to the client's location and have a therapy every day for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Not all the client, you know, it's not good for all the clients.
Right.
Some people can be benefit from this course of therapy.
Yes.
And I want to say that I'm willing to travel. If there's any woman in a need for surrogacy, I'm willing to travel everywhere around the world, not just in the United States.
No kidding. Good for you. Yeah. Well, just terrific.
Just to help. And you can find this piece of information and all the information that you need on www.surrogatetherapy.org. This is the International Professional Surrogates Association website. So go ahead. It's been great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, sir. And until we speak again, we will be seeing each other in cyberspace.
I would love to talk again.
Thank you. Bye, Shai.
Bye-bye.
Hey, great show, huh? Tune in next week for more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Eden Fantasies. EdenFantasies.com provides you a unique opportunity to shop and educate yourself about the amazing array of adult products out there. Of course, they uphold a high standard of quality in the toys they carry, but they are even more focused on customer service and consumer education, which makes Eden Fantasies, to my mind, the very best place to shop on the net. I also want to turn your attention to Eden Fantasies' brilliant new e-magazine called Sex Is. You'll find tantalizing articles and informed opinions on sex, society, health, erotica, and humor. And you'll even find ways to green your sex life. And just in case you don't get a big enough dose of Dr. Dick here on DrDickSexAdvice.com, you'll find that I have a column at Sex Is, too. It's called Dr. Dick on Demand. Look for the Sex Is banner in the sidebar of my site.
So I'm tending bar down there at Eklund and Sweden's last Tuesday, and this little guy's drinking, and he says, so where can a guy find some action? I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, what kind of action? And he says, woman action. What do I look like? And I says, well, what do I look like? I don't arrange that kind of thing. And he says, but I'm going crazy out there at the lake. And I says, yeah, but this ain't that kind of place.
That is a fascinating story, and too bad we don't have time to delve into it. But I do have time for one final thing. I want to take a moment to invite you to check out my product review site, DrDickSexToyReviews.com. That's right, sex fans. Now you can see what's hot and what's not in adult products. You'll find reviews of all sorts of adult goodies, sex toys for sure, but also condoms, lubes, fetish gear, as well as educational and enrichment videos. Don't miss a single one. Again, the address is DrDickSexToyReviews.com. And look for all of my podcasts on iTunes. You'll find me in the podcast section, obviously. Once there, all you have to do is search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice. And don't forget to subscribe. I wouldn't want you to miss even one episode. And hey, feel free to leave a comment when you do. Until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex? That's even better. Over and out.